This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do, dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And Mark.
Daryl's here, courtesy of his radio show, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio, and other podcasts.
Yes.
Other associated podcasts. You can go to fppradio.com to get more of audio Daryl. You can go to fpp.cc to get more written Daryl.
Yes.
Daryl does writing. He does editing, publishing. A man of many talents.
Yes.
A jack of all activist trades. And he's here with us tonight. And we're going to go to your phone call. Still to come here, we have to continue the story about the man who says he fled libertarianism. Said he was a libertarian his whole life. And then he met other libertarians, and that killed it for him, apparently. We'll get back to his story in a moment, but first to the phones and the fun, we go to Lonnie in Mississippi. You're on Free Talk Live. Lonnie.
Hello, I'm here.
Hey there. What's on your mind tonight?
Just wanted to call y'all and give y'all my highest honor, just the respect y'all have for everybody and everything that y'all are doing. Y'all really just add relevance to my world. Like, you know, in this world, there aren't many people, at least in my area, that I've come across that, you know, share these ideas.
But well, thanks.
Also, specifically, y'all's handling of Dave. I've been listening to a lot of y'all's shows on archives, and I heard somebody, you know, was criticizing y'all about y'all's treatment of him on one episode. I thought they were a little out of step.
All right, so you're talking about Dave from New York, our most recent chronic caller. It's actually been a few days since we've heard from him, but he has had a habit of calling in day after day after day, and we did have a guy call and say that we were mean to Dave, and actually it was that very night that Dave called after the show was over to let us know that he was fine and then he did not feel as though we were mean to him at any point. And so I guess Dave agrees with you, Lonnie.
That's funny.
He was actually calling after the show several nights that week, as a matter of fact. Well, three nights. I don't know if three, several. A few nights that week. He had got into the habit of calling right after the show was over and call the studio lines just so he could relay some sort of extra bit of information that he didn't get a chance to get out over the air.
Yeah, there's like, two of us out here. We're like a bunch of black sheep, you know, out on the fringe. We need somebody to talk to, I guess.
There you go. That's what we're here for. Anything else you want to share tonight, Lonnie?
I had a few things I was thinking about saying, but I figured I'd just let y'all pick between, I know y'all are speaking about race. I have some ideas on race that I thought I might talk to y'all about. Also had a DUI experience.
Let's do that one.
The DUI experience.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so I was a proficient, billiard player for a while there, like in my early 20s. And so I played pool out of a bar. Well, I became privy to, you know, they were profiling this bar. And usually I would leave out of the back of this bar so that, you know, there's a back way out so they wouldn't see me leaving the bar specifically. But, one night on a Tuesday night around,
were you drinking 30, in the bar?
I had, in fact, had a drink.
Okay.
But mostly I just shoot pool. I'm not really a drinker much.
Gotcha.
But the thing was, I guess the little background was, they would follow me, actually. They had followed me a few times and let me off. I believe it was at least two, maybe three times prior. They followed me. I lived, like, I guess a mile from the bar. And they pulled me over in the exact same spot all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But they did this, and finally this night I just thought it was so ridiculous. Just that off chance that I left out of the front of the bar. It was 9:30 on a Tuesday. That was, you know, the league night. They pulled me over in the exact same spot again.
For what reason, by the way? What is their excuse all these times they pulled you over?
You mean his official excuse, like on paper?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he said all sorts of stuff. This flagrant lies. He said, I believe, that I was white-lining. That he had followed me for a mile, I guess, with his lights on, and that I took forever to pull over. I believe he said I also ran a stop sign.
Okay. So he pulls you over this time, then what?
Yeah, he pulls me over this time. Of course, this time I'm ready to have, you know, a word or two with him. I'm not, you know, violent or anything, but I was a bigger fellow. I was, you know, working out and all, but so I pulled up actually farther than I usually would into the subdivision where there was more lights, and I knew that there would be, you know, people witnessing. It was 9:30 at night.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, I had anticipated saying at least something to the fella. And so basically, he asked me for some information or whatever. And I believe, I voluntarily exited the vehicle.
At his request?
No. Okay. That's what it was. It was that my window was broke. My driver's side window was broke, and so I didn't want to, you know, I had to open the door anyway.
Gotcha.
You know, so I told him, basically I told him, you know, I'm going to exit the vehicle. He said he, you know, objected briefly, whatever, vaguely, and I just told him I would prefer to just go ahead and exit the vehicle. So I did, and, you know, a lot happened. But basically, you know, in the police report, he said all those things. But on top of course, he said that as I exited the vehicle, I stumbled the entire time. I was standing there. I was swaying. When it all came out in court, it was I had two witnesses. Only one of them showed up. Had no objective evidence. I never blew a breathalyzer or anything. I actually, eventually, after he cuffed me, put me in the back of the car, and then he took me out again, I did a field sobriety. It's probably my mistake, I'm sure, at this point. So I did the field sobriety. Of course, I was thinking, I knew there was all these people in the windows and everything watching this, you know, all transpire. So I had, like I said, I had a witness to go to court. That would contradict his testimony. And then, you know, I didn't appear to be swaying, stumbling, or anything like that.
Okay.
But I got convicted maybe the first time.
Was this a jury or a judge?
What was the conviction for?
That's the conviction?
Yeah.
I guess it was just the DUI and, you know, the MASAP classes.
So they never gave you a breathalyzer?
No, that's the funny thing.
How can they convict you of DUI if you're just failing a field sobriety test?
Well, it's just beyond a reasonable doubt. And why would a guy with the badge and a government paycheck lie about something that increases government revenue?
He can't possibly know whether your blood alcohol was 0.08 or more.
Right.
He can speculate.
Was it a jury?
And the judge is going to side with the cop speculation.
Was it a judge?
Basically,
or a jury?
Yeah, he sandbagged me. He said that I had refused altogether to do the breathalyzer. He never offered me the breathalyzer in booking.
Oh, wow.
Lonnie, was it a judge or a jury?
I fought to get a jury. I had a lawyer, and they would not give me a jury, not the first time around. I thought that maybe on appeal that they would give me a jury. And they never would.
So you got screwed, basically. Didn't matter that you had a witness there who testified that you were fine.
I was left in awe standing
there.
Did
the witness know you? Was the witness connected to you in any way, or was it just somebody who just happened to live there?
They made it appear that way briefly, but I didn't think, because they didn't have much or any evidence at all, not any objective evidence.
Well, the fix is in, man. I mean, that's just how it goes out there. I'm sorry to hear that story, and I thank you for calling and sharing it here tonight at 855.
I'm stunned.
450 free. That's the Pro XPN toll free line. So yeah, the big claim there was that the cop claimed in court he had demanded to take that he take the sobriety check, or excuse me, the breathalyzer, and that he didn't. And that's all the cop had to do was just lie about that.
This is one of the reasons I have the Freedom Cam in my car. The Freedom Cam has a microphone. It's got video. So you have video and audio of any kind of traffic stop like this. And it's the ultimate witness. They can't just say, oh, no, that didn't happen. They at least have to make something up. And you can present it in court at that day. So, hey, you can catch them in a lie. You can go to freedomcam.net.
We'll come back with more here on Free Talk Live.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology, special green tea extract, and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge, and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you would like here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online. We've got a mobile site for those of you with smartphones. You gotta want to connect to our live streams. You can go to m.freetalklive.com, and you can also link over to our podcast there as well. That's m as in mobile. freetalklive.com.
So there's an event going on in Las Vegas, January the 23rd through the 25th or 26th. I'm not 100% sure. It seems like it might be might have been extended a little bit. Check it out. It's called Passport to Freedom. At this event, they're going to be looking at different ways that you can go about achieving more liberty in your life, whether you should flee the United States and go elsewhere, watch Leviathan sink into the sea, or whether you should stay here and ways that you can protect yourself financially and from government intrusion in your life. Right here in the United States. So there'll be all kinds of experts there. Peter Schiff, Vitalik from Bitcoin Magazine, Jeff Berwick from Dollar Vigilante.
Bernie Hancock's going to be there.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Well, it's not too far for him to get there, right?
And January 20th, it's the 23rd through the 26th, according to passport.freetalklive.com.
There you go. So go to passport.freetalklive.com, pick up tickets there. We are one of their radio partners, and we get credit if you buy through us. So it's passport.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we go back to the phones and the fun here. Josh in Seattle, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Josh.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, sounds like you're busy back there. What's going on?
Sorry, the little guy's getting cleaned up from dinner.
All right, well, I appreciate you taking the time out to talk to us. Go ahead, Josh.
Absolutely. I was just calling in regards to the I-502, the Initiative 502 in Washington State, in regards to the recreational marijuana.
Yes, the tax and regulate and heavily regulate the use of cannabis.
Absolutely. And really the negative effects on the medical patients that are going to come.
What do you mean? What negative effects?
Well,
DUI.
Besides the DUI, actually for the patients themselves, I have a pretty good article from a collective owner's perspective. Pinpointing through every single part of the state's general guidelines on what they're doing for the recreational market and how it is essentially a way to get into the medical marijuana or medical cannabis market and control what they previously weren't really able to control.
Who's getting in? The government?
Yes, sir. Washington State itself.
So in what way will they be controlling the marijuana that will affect medical users?
Well, one first rule is the 1,000-foot rule. The 1,000-foot rule is a pretty big issue because in Washington State, the federal government originally made that from school districts and school zones, church zones, kind of heavy populated areas.
Does that just to be clear? Are you saying there's no possession allowed within 1,000 feet? What is the 1,000-foot?
You can't sell
possession, sale, consumption, production as well. So those previous medical patients are actually being having their right to grow their own taken away.
Yeah, if you live within 1,000 feet of a school, of any one of these schools, oftentimes they'll be private schools, public schools, all these schools. So it's a lot of, when you start laying down these concentric circles with churches and schools and places where kids gather, there's a lot of people whose homes lie completely within this 1,000 feet and they can't, they can no longer get their medicine.
There's a bill in New Hampshire to legalize up to 1 ounce of cannabis. Also with heavy taxes and regulation, and the author of the bill says that he based it on what was passed in Washington.
Oh, no.
And one of the stipulations, not only can't you have the product within, in New Hampshire, it's 500 feet of any of those facilities he mentioned, church, school, library, playground, et cetera, but
right.
No two facilities that produce, manufacture, or sell cannabis can be within 1,000 feet of one another.
Ridiculous.
That's horrible. What drives it even more crazy for this liberal, authoritarian Washington State government is 1,000 feet within a bus loading zone, a public transportation loading.
Oh, my God. So basically nowhere in the city of Seattle can anyone have cannabis.
We had 334 dispensaries right now serving the medical marijuana market and more popping up each week. That's how much there is a demand in the medical marijuana service market, in Seattle. And they are going to limit it to 65 or 66.
Ridiculous. That's the same nonsense they've had to deal with in Los Angeles, where there's been a crackdown there on the locations and the allowance of cannabis dispensaries. This is terrible. It's such a mess. I mean, this whole legal, yeah, okay, I support working within the system, but God, does it have to be so awful? Does it always have to have just these insane rules and regulations around it? Why can't people just have a plant? It's so crazy.
That's why I liked the bill that Mark Warden introduced last year. That just removed the word cannabis from the statute,
which didn't go anywhere. But at the very least, the bill was introduced. It's an indicator of the maybe
and possible, it had the hearing
a possible future for cannabis in New Hampshire, because we have principled legislators here who could introduce principled legislation. But still, we're in a very small minority at the moment. We've got a lot of growing to do. Josh, I appreciate you sharing that. Any other comments?
Actually, I just have one other thing that's a little off, more on the Free State Project side. If I could, just to be quick, not to take too much, more time up. My thing is with moving to New Hampshire is the employment side, for, you know, surviving and providing for a family, as you heard my son on earlier. If you have any information, websites that I could go to as far as that.
Sure. I mean, the Free State Project has a jobs section on their website at freestateproject.org. There's also, I believe, a Facebook group that is in relation to jobs.
There's a jobs group and a housing group.
Yeah, that's right.
And New Hampshire has, I believe it's the best employment in the Northeast, or it was at one point, and it's maybe second now or something like that. It hasn't been generally hard for people to find general jobs. Specific jobs make things, you know, makes it more difficult. One thing that people have complained about, and I think that this is probably the most valid of complaints that I've heard, is it's hard to look for a job in New Hampshire when not in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
That somehow there's this this kind of this prejudice among New Hampshire employers that they want to hire somebody who's here. Now, I think you could go about getting a mailbox and a you know, a Google Voice number that's from New Hampshire, or some kind
of finding a Google Voice number,
yeah, or at a track phone from New Hampshire.
That could work.
You know, find a free stater who will buy you a track phone and ship it to you, and get and order a private mailbox, you know, in the state of New Hampshire, and then at least you have some of that issue handled.
Yeah, thanks, Josh, for your call tonight. There are definitely some online resources, and that should get you started there. 855-450-FREE. It's just, this is a good example of what he brought up, the dirty details of legalization out in Washington. Same thing with Colorado. There's probably some similarities there as well. I haven't heard glowing reviews there either. But it really shows how important the Free State Project is. Sure, you can go to these places and claim that, hey, it's legal here, but it's legal with a lot of problems. So let's get the activists who love liberty together all in the same place.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you would like here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us in that way if you like. And with you tonight, it's Ian here.
Daryl.
And Mark.
Don't forget about our webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. You'll find the chat room built right into the same page. cam.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our site, it's free.
You can join me in enjoying BuzzBox coffee, and we can make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join us in giving the gift of freedom through at least 100 microloans via World Vision. So Free Talk Live's teamed up with the coffee drinkers here and to change lives forever. Lots of people have signed up for this program. I appreciate everybody who has. I'd like to encourage everybody else, out there, coffee drinkers, to get involved too. You can get the best of the best coffee. This is BuzzBox coffee. It is among the best cups of coffee you've ever tasted. There's no doubt about that. It's also organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, and the way that they compensate the people that work at the coffee co-ops with which they work is they buy only from them. So they help set up these coffee co-ops where people can have a sustainable income for generations to come, and then they buy the coffee from there. So if you want to call that fairly traded, I suppose you can, but it's not fairly traded like the rest of those companies. They only have to have 20% of the coffee in the coffee bag as fairly traded to call it fairly traded. So even if it was a good economic model, they're lying about it. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com. You can try the first pound for free. get involved in our program. I've checked this out. You need to check it out, too, just to make sure that you're comfortable with the way we go about it. But I am immensely comfortable with the way this company does business, and I'm excited. So you pay the shipping on the first pound. We'll send it to you for free. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
Well, let's go back to the phones and the fun. Robert, listening in Vermont, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hello, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah. Hey, they just opened up a new dispensary here in Brattleboro. Do you know that?
No, that's great news.
Yeah, this is fantastic news. I have not yet signed up for it, but I'm probably going to go ahead and do that. Because you can
Where were medical marijuana users having to go before that?
I think they were having to order it from Maine.
Oh.
Are these state-run dispensaries, or are they privately run with, like, state licensing?
They're privately run, but with state licensing.
Interesting. Yeah, Vermont sounds like it's got a better program than New Hampshire does as far as medical marijuana is concerned.
Pot freedom's just a few miles away, Ian.
Embarrassing. Well, that's not what it's all about, Mark. It's not all about just one form of freedom for me. It's about all kinds of freedom, and I feel like these one-issue libertarians who think, oh, well, I'm going to go just move to Colorado, and then everything's going to be great. Well, first of all, there's crazy gun restrictions in Colorado, and then also there's all kinds of other big government in both of these other states. So if you want to have a chance at actually more freedom, you really need to combine your efforts with others and come to New Hampshire, because there's nowhere else that level of combining, that combination, that traction of other activists is in existence, period. Robert, thanks for sharing. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say something here.
Yes, sir.
Hello, are we still there?
Yeah, right here.
Oh, okay. Hey, I wanted to make a New Year's resolution here.
Oh, great.
Hoping I'm going to lose some weight, because I used to smoke and I was able to walk away. That was easy to quit smoking. But anyways, I bought some of this Life Change tea, that you guys used to advertise. That stuff's good stuff.
Okay, good. Yeah, they were an advertiser, as far as a recorded advertiser, on the program. The ads would be on the show.
It's been a real struggle for me to lose. I've been trying to lose weight for a long time, and like I said, I thought smoking was going to be tough, but.
Some people swear by some of those diets, too. What, the paleo is one of them, and then there's another one that's different from paleo, but I don't know what it is.
Primal?
Primal, yeah. So these are people that really just swear by this stuff. Robert, good luck. Thanks for the call. I hope that pans out for you. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Let's continue with this article here from a man who claims he was a lifelong libertarian, and then he met some other libertarians, or at least people who call themselves libertarians.
Apparently, he had never met any before that. It makes you wonder how he became a libertarian.
Well, he goes into that a little bit here. And so he was at this event, Ron Paul delegates meeting up prior to the Republican convention in 2008 in Nevada, and he found basically what he describes as a bunch of kooks. Anyway, they had to be told to dress normal and not talk about conspiracy theories at the convention. He says that next day I ran into the same operative who'd given them those instructions, and I complimented her because the Ron Paul delegates were being accepted into the crowd. I added, "We're going to win this thing." She said, "Bring in the clowns," and smiled before I lost her in the mass of people. I will never forget that moment. Bring in the clowns. At the time, I considered myself a thoughtful person, yet I could hardly claim to be one if you judge me by the company I kept. The young lady knew something I had not yet learned. Most of our supporters were totally effing nuts. I came by my own libertarian sensibilities honestly. I grew up in a mining town that produced gold, silver, and copper, but above all, Battle Mountain, Nevada made libertarians. Raised on 40-acre square of brown sagebrush and dead earth, we burned our own garbage and fired guns in the backyard. After leaving my small-town upbringing, I learned that the libertarians are made for lots of reasons, like reading the bad fiction of Ayn Rand, or perhaps the passable writing of Robert Heinlein. In my experience, most seem to be poor, white, and undereducated. They were contortionists, justifying the excesses of the capitalist elite, despite being victims if libertarian politics succeed.
Well, I don't think what I would define a libertarian as doesn't justify the excesses of the capitalist elite, whatever that might mean. Most of us believe that, in fact, in a freer world, that larger businesses would have more difficult times competing against smaller businesses, that currently in today's world, that the government, that big likes big, and that the government likes to deal with big companies, and Many of these regulations are written by these big companies' lawyers in order to, in a surreptitious fashion, knock the rungs out of the ladder of success and keep competition out of the marketplace.
Absolutely true. All one has to do is go back and look at the history of regulation, and you will see that it was big business that wrote the regulation
all down the line
to keep out competitors.
All the way till today. It's the same thing today as it always was. Now, we know this, right? And we're, I think, relatively good communicators of the ideas of liberty because we come at things from a perspective of compassion. But this guy would have appreciated meeting libertarians like us. But unfortunately, he met those other libertarians who just don't seem to have a compassionate bone in their body. And let me give you another proof for this. He says, if you think that selfishness and cruelty are fantastic personal traits, you might be a libertarian. In the movement, no one will ever call you an a-hole, but rather say you believe in radical individualism. Yet I don't want to gloss over the good things about libertarians. They're generally supportive of the gay community, completely behind marijuana legalization, and are often against ill-considered foreign wars, but a few good ideas don't make up for some spectacularly bad ones. Their saving grace is a complete lack of organizational ability, which is why they're always trying to take over the Republican Party rather than create a party of their own.
Isn't this amazing? Now, what he does is he goes in and he says, there's a bunch of crazy people in the Libertarian Party. I've been a libertarian all my life. By the way, he's quoted also as saying that he's a Republican all of his life, but then he goes and says the libertarians are full of bad ideas. I haven't heard him say one thing about why any of these ideas are bad.
Well, what he's saying here is that the libertarians he's come across are very, very selfish people. He's come across the kind of libertarians.
That doesn't address the issue, though.
It doesn't matter. What matters are the people that you meet. And if the first libertarians you meet are a bunch of a-holes who seem like they're all in it for themselves, they just want to keep all their tax dollars and screw the rest of you guys, then that's going to turn off a certain kind of person.
It certainly is, but not a lifelong libertarian who hasn't taken any time to say whether or not what it is about the issues that are spectacularly bad. He says they have spectacularly bad ideas, and then he does not, at one point in this article, talk about which ideas are bad and why they are bad.
He mentioned one, trying to take over the Republican Party. That's a bad idea.
855, 450 free. We'll come back. There's more here, Mark, so don't worry. We'll get to that in a moment here. He does get into a little deeper, and we'll share it with you here in moments. You can also take control as well. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time maybe for your thoughts. If you call now, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Brett Vinott, the host of the School Sucks Project, has reached out. He is coming to Keene. He's making the move here, actually, Woo-hoo! From over on the other side of New Hampshire. He's coming here in less than a week, so very excited about that.
Nice.
We're hoping to get him involved more often in Free Talk Live, because he does a great show, the School Sucks Project. It's a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community that promotes real education, deconstructs state indoctrination. Very important stuff they're doing there. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Visit schoolsucksproject.com. All right, so continuing on here with the Salon.com piece by a guy who says he was a libertarian his whole life until he met enough libertarians to change his mind.
Now, for clarification, when you say libertarian, he's using small l libertarian, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Meaning ideologically libertarian, not necessarily member of the Libertarian Party.
Right, and he got really turned off when he started to meet a number of other so-called libertarians at the Ron Paul meetup thing that they had prior to the convention in Nevada in 2008. And it sounds like he came across some of the typical conservative-leaning libertarian or libertarian-leaning conservatives. And this is it's experiences like this is why libertarianism gets a bad gets painted with a bad brush. They these experiences lead people to believe that, oh, you libertarians, you're just a bunch of conservatives who smoke pot. And not true. Libertarians, if you break it down, come from all over the political spectrum. Many libertarians were lefties. Many libertarians were righties. Many libertarians never were anything prior to being libertarians. They were just apolitical or, you know, not affiliated with any party, and they came to the libertarian movement. But unfortunately, there is a certain flavor of libertarianism that tends to kind of come off as, I'm all in it for me, screw the rest of everybody else, screw the poor, screw everybody, and give me all my money, and I'm just going to keep it and stuff it under a mattress. Those people are out there.
Well,
and
hold on just a second.
Need them,
they
a problem.
Do. They are out there, but let's not forget that the person that's judging them says, oh, well, you're not very generous. I want to take all your money and give it to somebody else. This person has an incredible inconsistency in their life that they think that generosity means voting away other people's money.
Well, we don't know what his beliefs are on that, Mark.
He said he's a liberal.
He says he's become a liberal, and he has
lots of bad things to say about capitalism. I'm reasonably certain what this dude's coming from. Also, he's written other articles, and if you compare his other writings, they don't really, they're not very consistent. The guy seems rather wishy-washy and like he plays to his audience to some extent.
Well, this is a pretty new article, so it's certainly possible that he's come to different conclusions
since June.
Lots of people change.
It certainly changes one's mind, no doubt. I'm just saying.
I'm not saying I think that he really understood libertarianism. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying that is his experience was negative. You can't deny that, Mark.
He had a negative experience. That's fine and dandy. But, Ian, I don't want to give too much credence to somebody who says libertarians are a bunch of selfish people when what that person is saying is that you people who want to keep your own money that you worked for are selfish. You should give it to the causes I think you should because I'm not going to give my own damn money.
He hasn't said that. You're jumping to the conclusion that that's what he believes.
That's a pretty classic liberal progressive thing to say.
You're jumping to the conclusion that that's what he believes. And really, it doesn't
matter. That's what everybody who believes in the state believes.
You did eat chocolates tonight. He ate chocolates in the studio.
I had some chocolate, but you're not listening to me, Ian.
I'm listening to you fine. You're picking him apart. You're presuming he's a liberal, just as traditional liberals as you believe. Now, look.
Can I say one thing? Everybody who believes in the state believes the same thing, that whatever their project is worth your money. They will put their own money in. Unless you put yours in, unless they can use the gun of the state. So let's parse this out and look at it critically. That's all I'm saying.
Well, maybe he would have had a different perception had he come across some libertarians who actually seemed to be caring towards their fellow man and could have shown him how it is that we could actually help more people in the absence of the state. I think many liberals are just one or two issues away from becoming libertarians themselves, but they have to come across the right libertarians in order for that to happen. So he may have been a more liberal-leaning libertarian or something like that when he was, you know, kind of coming up through all this. Or maybe he changed his mind because he was just so upset at these supposedly selfish libertarians that he just thought, you know what, screw this. I'm jumping on board with these other people. He's not perfect, and nobody is. But I think that
he might be a liar, though.
I don't really care about him personally. The point of this story is that the first libertarian you meet can make or break it for people.
But you can't control the kind of people that people meet.
No, you can't.
Anybody can wander around calling themselves a libertarian saying anything.
They can, and that's
Bill
a bad
Maher,
thing.
Glenn Beck.
That's a bad thing that can happen. You're absolutely right about that. But it's a problem. It's a problem with libertarianism, with people in this movement. Those people exist. And you're not making excuses for them. I know that, Mark. But
those people, those same people that are going to make those same snap judgments are going to meet people in the Republican Party and the Democrat Party that are morons and crazy and whatever, and they're not going to judge those people the same way because these people are inconsistent.
Well, maybe you're right. Or maybe this guy will just quit politics altogether soon. Maybe he'll meet enough Democrats.
His opinions stink.
All right. Well,
he does live in Nevada, so hopefully he just votes for none of the above for everything.
So back to the story here. He says that the presidential election went ahead. I didn't vote for him. I wept. He says, although I didn't vote for him, I wept when Barack Obama took the oath of office in early 2009. They were tears of bewilderment, joy, pride, and hope, despite the fact I did everything within my own limited power to keep the moment from ever happening. From the ashes of the election rose the movement that pushed me from convinced libertarian into bunny-hugging liberal. The Tea Party monster forever tainted the words freedom and libertarian for me. The rise of the Tea Party made me want to puke, and my nausea is now a chronic condition. There are a lot of libertarians in the Tea Party, but there are also a lot of repugnant religious nuts and intolerant racists. Birthers found a comfy home among 9/11 conspiracy people and other crackpots. After only a few months, I had absolutely no desire to ever be linked to this group of people. As evidence, I offer the most repugnant example of my many complaints. I've heard the N-word used in casual conversation from people I would never expect. Some people might not believe it or think I'm playing the race card, but I'm not. I've heard the word more than I care to admit.
So what?
That would turn me off if I was around a group of people.
It turns me off, but it's not going to turn me into a statist.
And he's sort of pushing the state propaganda that the Tea Party is libertarian. There have been studies where they ask people that are self-identified members of a Tea Party, and it's somewhere around 70% that do not identify as libertarian.
No doubt, but there are people who do.
I'm talking to somebody online right now that was at the same state convention, did not have an experience like this at all, said the libertarians that they met at the same place that he said were not a bunch of kooks, that in fact were more like libertarians like you and I. I think that this is, there's a good chance that after we do a little research on this guy and after the libertarians online have a chance to dox him a bit, that we're going to find out that he's just another one of these people that writes articles and makes crap up.
Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist on this one, huh, Mark?
I've got to say...
You can deny it all you want, and maybe you're right. Maybe this guy is actually just BSing you, and he didn't have this experience.
The Tea Party's full of bigots. And I'm not with you. I'm not denying
that there are people who call themselves libertarians that go to the Tea Party.
There's nothing you can do about it.
No, there's not. There's nothing you can do about it. Look, I'm not saying this guy is right in his viewpoint, Mark. I'm just saying it's his opinion, and it's not an uncommon experience.
I don't give credence to bad opinions.
Mark
I'm
is
not
saying
gonna turn
it could
into
be a fake opinion.
It's a fake opinion. It's likely possibly a fake opinion, and I'm not going to turn into a statist the simple fact that I met a bunch of libertarians that are racist. I mean, that is a it doesn't make any sense to
Maybe
me.
Maybe he wasn't really a libertarian to begin
he
with.
He wasn't.
I don't think he was. I never positioned him as a libertarian to begin with. That's
you
just
read
what
the
his
article.
Claim was. That's his claim. That doesn't mean I believe what he's saying. Look, you can keep brushing him aside as much as you want. But the fact is, these people are out there. You're right. There's nothing you can do about
them.
However,
you can do about
what you can do is you can be the best advocate of liberty as you possibly can.
Indeed.
You can come at the ideas of freedom from a position of compassion, especially if you're talking to liberals.
But you don't give credence to every stupid claim out there. I'm not going to just, take any old claim as though it's true. I'm going to look at everything skeptically, mm-hmm. and I'm going to hold people to a high standard of logic. The standard that I stopped believing in freedom because I met some crazy people is a low standard of logic.
I'm with you, man. But wouldn't you agree that, again, he said he was a lifelong libertarian. I agree with you. He probably didn't really understand what the word meant. Okay? I get you. But wouldn't you agree that there are people who come into this movement, have a nasty experience with some so-called libertarians...
Yep.
Whatever their viewpoint is, maybe they're crazy crackpot conspiracy theorists, maybe they're just Republicans wearing the libertarian label, who knows, maybe, you know, whatever. Those experiences exist, and I don't think that you should deny that they exist. They absolutely do. So I want to make sure we're on the right track here with this story, and that's the point of me bringing this up, is because this is a real concern. Whether he's telling the truth or not, what he experienced, other people have experienced, and it has turned them off.
And one thing that this guy says that makes me think that maybe he doesn't know a lot about libertarianism, he says that libertarians keep trying to take over the Republican Party instead of forming their own. The libertarians have had their own party for over 40 years.
Yeah, but you know what he means. He's talking about with the Ron Paul thing.
I don't think that's what he
means.
Definitely
libertarians trying to take over the Republican Party. That's what the whole Ron Paul thing is about.
I think he honestly doesn't know there is a Libertarian Party.
I can't believe that. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.